Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
We have a letter here and I've just seen who the signatory is. It's Jump Cut Jack, aka Jack the Snipper.
Jack the Snipper, who edits his podcast.
Yes.
Oh, bless him.
He's edited
bless
himself
him.
In.
Okay, hit
so
me
here's
up.
His letter. Hi, William Jordan and producer Ben. I work on a wonderful podcast with a group of lovely people that I unfortunately don't often get to see in person.
Oh, we need to have a drink with Jack and that, don't we?
Recently, I went to see the brand spanking new studio we have just started recording in when I was shocked to see one of the hosts had been rather lax in his responsibilities in tidying up after himself. See evidence below. As you can see, he has failed to clear away his unfinished gin and de bonnet, just leaving it on the table for a poor producer or editor to clear away. You'll notice how the other host has also left their mug out, but I'd expect it from him. So my question is it bad etiquette to leave glasses, crockery and other used item out at your place of work? How should one go about addressing this behaviour with colleagues? And shouldn't a workplace enforce some kind of forfeit on said host to discourage this from happening in the future? All the love, your former editor, Jump Cut Jack.
He's absolutely had your pants down there, son. He has slapped you bare ass on the front street. He's absolutely got your bank to rights.
Slapped me on the front street?
He slapped your bare ass on the front street. Did you ever used to play bare ass as a kid? Did you play bare ass?
Not as a child.
Did you play bare ass? A footy game. And then you had to bend over... Get your bare ass out and your mate smack the ball against your ass. Because
No.
And I was always getting my ass slapped. Not because I liked it, because I was crap at footy. Bare ass, I think we should call it bare. Anyway, Jump Cut Jack, what are you going to say?
So yes, look, he's taken an illegal photograph of our studio. He's invaded our privacy. And yes, there is a glass of gin and de bonnet that is empty there. Well, I would just like to say, Jump Cut Jack, that yes, I might have left it there, but the next day when we came in or whenever we next recorded, I took both of them and washed them up in the washroom and then put them back. And in fact, Jordan's mug is now sitting up there and has not moved since I washed it and put it back there.
That's not good.
So although I left it, I then did tidy up. I appreciate the delay was unfortunate. And I'd like to thank you for all your many months of hard work on this podcast and wish you the very best of luck in your future endeavours.
Did Jack's from London, isn't he, Ben? Okay. I'm going to work on my impression of Jump Cut Jack because he used to be a painter and decorator.
He did?
Yeah.
Yes, I learned that the other day.
So I bet he smokes rollies.
Hello, William Jordan and PB. I love listening to the podcast and quickly am making my way through the back catalogue. I initially started listening as I like Jordan from the radio. However, William, you're now a firm favourite.
Oh, cheers. Thanks.
I have not long awoken from a lovely dream, then I thought I'd share it with you. Don't get me wrong, I will keep the intimate details to myself. However, the star of the romantic dream was the one and only PB, a.k.a. producer Ben. Oh, God. Whilst I, it's not so much a dream or a nightmare, whilst I'm well aware these thoughts will need to remain in my subconscious, I wanted to brighten up everyone's day and let you all know that the heart throb of the podcast may well indeed be producer Ben. Can't wait to see you on tour in Birmingham. That'll explain it. Gemma from Nun Eaton.
Imagine having a wet dream about producer Ben.
Gosh. Well, can you imagine? Ben is, I can't really see, because these lights are so bright. All I can just see is this very thin shadow in the corner. Well.
Well,
Ben's,
I mean,
Ben's loving this. This is his ego stroked.
What's
for the
next
your
week. Response to that?
I think, Gemma, it's time to start medicating yourself, basically, is the answer.
Gemma, do you know what? I would agree. It probably is the heartthrob of
the unseen.
The reaction he gets on tour when he walks on stage, and we do let him on stage for a small amount of the show, is like pretty next level.
Yes, it's like he's on day release.
Mm.
Just let him on, just for a little bit.
Heart
and then he
throb.
Goes back into
also, spot. Also I'm going to say, Gemma, is he might be a heartthrob, but he's never ironed a shirt in his life.
He's a creased heartthrob.
He's a creased heartthrob. Flub, flub, flub.
Flub, 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 flub.
Pissing braces.
Gosh, well, Gemma, good luck in life. Dear William, Jordan and PB, I discovered your podcast off the back of Jordan's escapades in the castle and have since gone back and listened from the beginning. You were particularly good company through the winter lockdown.
Oh, that lockdown. Oh, God, that was the worst one. Mm. That one last year. Yeah.
It's funny because when Jordan heard that everyone was going to be locked down, you thought it was a whole completely different thing.
Dinner.
Quick, get the dressing gown belt. Jack, you can put in the tumbleweed effect there if you like. If you're still editing this. I tend to listen whilst lying in bed at the end of the day. Whenever I have trouble sleeping, I listen to you too and I drop off.
Without boring.
Please do not take offence at this. You do not send me to sleep through dullness, quite the contrary. You two have become such a familiar, reassuring and comforting part of my week that whenever I have things on my mind, you bring a very welcome distraction, and I often fall asleep to the sound of your voices. As a result, I normally have to listen for a second or third time so I don't miss the parts where I'd fallen asleep. Maybe this has impacted positively on your listening figures. You're welcome.
Yeah, keep doing
probably.
It. Yeah.
Anyway, my main reason for writing in is I have recruited a new G&D diva. Excellent. My mother, age 66, saw your Rowing Home documentary, Jordan, and she is now a fully-fledged G&D diva. Watch, age 66,
you.
Watching BBC Three. They'll be mortified. I've had to fill her in on a few particulars.
They actually will.
I've had to fill her in on a few particulars, namely Debonair, Wendy with an I, and her kitchen, dressing gown belts, potato peelers, drunk Sarah, watermelons, etc.
Wow, there's been a lot, hasn't there?
But the big news is yesterday we purchased tickets to the tour and we're both so excited to be included in William's stag do. Lads, lads, lads. I've always wanted to come to see you both on stage but never plucked up the courage to attend alone. So now I'm taking my mum, my new recruit. See you in Birmingham. Oh, with you'll see Gemma from Nun Eaton salivating at producer Ben there as well. Keep up the good work. You bring me so much comfort and laughter. Love from Amy in Stoke-on-Trent.
Yes, Amy. What a lovely, lovely letter. That's made my day. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in Birmingham as well.
Birmingham Town Hall.
Yeah.
I've been watching a documentary about Mary Whitehouse. Do you know who Mary Whitehouse was? She was the campaigner against smut on television. It's very good on BBC iPlayer or whatever it is.
Yeah. Bake Off.
That's Mary Berry.
Oh, right.
Although, similar look. Anyway, but Mary Whitehouse, she's dead now, but she did that. And she did one of her more famous oratory speeches in Birmingham Town Hall. So, and I watched it and I was like, oh.
Why? What did she want off the telly?
Anything to do with sex, violence. She was quite against the gays. She was very religious. She'd love this podcast. I mean, she'd be on the floor if she watched Love Island now. But she was very, very
conservative. Imagine listening to this podcast. She'll be spinning in her grave.
She will be.
Amy, thank you again. That was such a lovely letter. And it's nice that we give you a bit of distraction.
Yes, and I hope you and your mum enjoy it.
And if, like Amy and...
Gemma and Nun Eaton.
Gemma and Nun Eaton, you want to come...
And, to a lesser extent, Jump Cut Jack.
Jump Cut Jack, you want to come and see us on tour, then tickets are still available...
For a few dates.
On our website.
A selection of dates.
Oh, is it? sexandmyboss.com/live.
Yes.
Right, if you want to come and see us, go to the website. And you can get
click the link in any of our social media profiles.
Yeah, and come and see us. And we say this, but we promise you, we'll do everything to put on a good night. We don't just sit here like this and talk. We put on a bit of a show, don't we?
I mean, there is a bit of sitting and talking.
It's not a big budget show. Most of it's off Amazon, but...
it'll be fun.
Yeah, it is.
And it'll probably ruin my career. Until then, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, then obviously this is the place we can read it out.
So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email with anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, do get back in touch with old PB over there.
Have a lovely time in New York.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear all about it. Don't get deported.
How would you get deported?
Well,
oh no, my love.
Don't do what I did with my brother once in Washington DC airport, where I said to him quite loudly, "Have you got the Semtex?" Security guard.
Don't joke.
I thought it was funny. And you don't joke about that in airports.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.